We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. We're starting a brand new parak, the last parak of Masechta Zivamis, and continuing the sugya of Agunois and of Isha that makes Baila. Dr. Mishnah, Isha Shehalach Baila V'Tzeras Durim Sayyam, a Isha that her husband and one of her co-wives, she would do two wives, and the husband and one wife went to Medina Sayyam. Uvov Amrullah, Edom came and told her, Meis Bailech, your husband died. So now she should get remarried. The problem is that they never had children. And the question is, are you Chayav Yibun or not? So what's the question? Because maybe the Tzarasa had a baby, the Tzara had a baby, or will have a baby in Medina Sayyam, and you don't know about it. So Lo Tinase, Lo Tisiyavim, you can't get married because maybe you have a Chayav Yibum. You can't do Yibum, maybe the Tzara will have a baby and there's no Chayav Yibum. So you can't get married or do Yibum. Achet Heida, until you know, Shemu Mulberesi, Tzarasa. Until you know if the Tzarasa is Mulberes or not. So you can't get married, why not? Because maybe Chayav Yibum. You can't do Yibum because on the Tzad, the Tzara has a baby. So then the halacha is that you can't do Yibum. So I just do Chalitza, and then Mamon of Shach is good, because if you have Yibum, you do Chalitza. If you're not Chayv Yibum, you don't need anything. So why don't you just do that? So the Gemara will talk about that. The next case, the Mishnah, Hoys Lo Chamois, in a case where she was married to, so no Tzara, just she was married to her husband, she didn't have children, but her husband didn't have any brothers. But she had a mother-in-law somewhere out there. That maybe this Chamois had a baby now, and you go get, if your husband dies, you go get remarried without worrying, without finding out, did your mother-in-law have a baby? What's the reason? So Rashi explains, because really it's a Sfek Sveika. Sofik, if she had a baby or not, even if she had a baby, maybe she had a Nekeva. If she has a Nekeva, there's no Chiyav Yibum. So it's a Sfek Sveika, basically, it's a Roiv that nothing happened. Yotzasa Malaya, let's say the Chamois left here pregnant, then Chayshashis, Chayshashis, then maybe she had a boy, it's only one suffix. Zachon Akeva. Rabbi Shua Ime, Eina Chayshashis. You're not Chayshashis, even if you're Yatsimalaya. Why? Because it's not a suffix. Maybe it was an Eiffel. So again, it's a Sfek Sveika. First of all, suffix, it's a Zachon and Akeva. And even if it's a Zachon, maybe it was an Eiffel, maybe it was a miscarriage. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shua, you're not Chayshashis. And we'll come back to this Machlekes, what?
You said the same thing by the Torah. Same Sfek Sveika.
Exactly. What do you want? The same Sfek Sveika?
Always the same
Sfek Sveika. Right. Wait, the same sense you're asking. Okay, so the chilik is that in the first case, you were chayiv in Yibum. That was the status quo. In the last case, you were potter in Yibum. And then you're trying to be chayiv in Yibum. But it's a good question. We'll see them a little more clearly, but that's the easy pshat. So, Dr. Gemara, my heat sarasa. It says in the Reisha, you can't get married or do Yibum until you know Shemu Moberes heat sarasa. What's also heat sarasa? My heat sarasa. Just saying, maybe Shem Vash Sarasa. So Gemara, Kamash Vallon, Lahot Tzara Uda Chashinan. Your choshes for that Tzara, maybe she will have a baby. Avalo Tzara Achriti, Loi Chashinan. Not choshes for a different Tzara. That means if you only have one, there's only one wife here, and the husband goes to Medina Siyam, and then he dies, we're not worried that in the interim he married another wife and maybe had a baby. That you're not worried about. You're only worried about this Tzara that he's actually married to. We're not worried that he took another wife. And then we'll chayshish that maybe she had a baby. Yeah, we're not chayshish for.
What do you do if it didn't go overseas?
Right.
They're just here.
So then you see. You see everything's right in front of you. You have to anyway 3 months for yourself anyway. You have to wait 3 months because maybe she's pregnant herself. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Loi tenosei v'loi tesiyavim. So the halacha is that the isha that bailo v'tzaroso v'tzimisiyam, you can't get married until you know if she had a baby or not. Or she's embarrassed or not. So, most of this. Bishlami Yibum Loi, Bishlami can't do Yibum, Dilma Ma'abra, maybe she is going to have a baby, the Tzara of a Kapaga, Be'eshach the Raisa, and you're over Eshach the Raisa, El Loi Tinase, and my, why can't you go get married? Haloich Acha Roiv Noshim, go boss to the Roiv, but Roiv Noshim is Abras Violas. Roiv Noshim become pregnant and have a baby. So now, if the Tzara went away, and she's in childbearing age, so Roiv them have babies. So she's able to get married, Lashuk, and assume there's no Yibum because of the Roif. What's John Mishnah?
Right away.
Huh?
They both were married and they both
were pregnant. Yeah, but there's no race. So it wasn't like you say if they're married, they have Swanee Islandists, and you're right. They're here to a regular case. They went away, and they were in the childbearing age. Lachaira, go what's the Roif? The Lachaira, they should be able to get married, Lashuk, because she probably had a baby. So Gemara says, Leim v'Ramei, Meir's going to go to Ramei, the Chayi is Samyuto. We're worried about the Miyat of people who don't have babies. That's the Miyat. So maybe it's Ramei. Our mission is going to go to Ramei, and therefore, we are Chayi for the Miyat, and therefore we don't let her get married to Shuk, because we assume maybe she didn't have a baby. So Chayi Ramei, it's like Ramei. So Ramei is a Shita that's brought down south of Shulun, famous Ramei, Chayi Samyuto. He's Chayi Samyuto. So Gemara says, no, fill Tim Rabbanon, even if the Rabbanon hold it, not Chayi Samyuto, but you go Basa Roiv, this Roiv is different. Why? Ki Azri Rabbanon Basa Ruba Disa, come on. When does Rabbanon say go Basa Roiv from the Pasuk of Achre Rabbim Lahatois, is only a Ruba Disa, come on. A Ruba that's in front of you. For example, going Teisha Chanuyos, there's 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 selling non-kosher meat, and you find a piece of meat, you can assume it comes from the 9 stores that are the Roiv in front of you. Same thing for Sahedri. You have Sanhedrin. The Roiv passed in one way, and the Miyah passed in another way. What's the Roiv? That's the Acharam Lahatos. That's called Ruud Isakamon. I have Ruud Lesakamon, which is a Roiv that's based on statistics, which means that this usually happens. That's what Roiv means. It's like when you plant a tomato seed, usually tomatoes grow. That's a Ruud Lesakamon. Over here, Roiv Nashim Yoldos is a Ruud Lesakamon. It's not Roiv right in front of you. It's a Roiv based on statistics. Maybe that the type of Roiv laws are Bonam Basaruba. Maybe that type of Roiv. The Rabban don't go Basarayv. Now, what's Pshat in this Chilik? So it's not klar in all the Rishonim and Achrayim, but there's 2 ways I think you could say. One way you could say is that Pasuk Zer is a Kosov. The Pasuk is Achar Rabban Lahatos. That's where you learn our Rayv from. That Rayv is Ruba Disa Kamon. So Mehechat Hesa, the Rabban and hold, even Ruba Delesa Kamon, you go Basarayv. Mehechat Hesa, statistical Rayv, you go Basarayv. That's one way to say it. Another way to say maybe it's a Svara. That if the Rayv is in front of you, so then the probability will come from the Rayv. A Ruba with a lesser come on is a Rayv based on statistics. Maybe you'll say that maybe until now it was like that. Maybe in the future it'll change. Who says it's going to continue with that pattern? So then maybe you can say it's a Svara, but Pashas is not a Svara. Pashas will only be like, there's a cross of Al-Kapodim. The Gemara's question is that Gemara's saying maybe our Mishra Rabbanon. I go bust a Rayv. It's a Rayv, lesser come on. You don't go bust a Rayv. But the Gemara's saying, no, not true. We find Rabbanon go bust a Rayv even by lesser come on. So the Rabbanon, Rekhata Vektana, the Ruba, the Lesser come on, a Katan Vektana, which is the Ruba Lesser come on, we'll see what that means in a second. He Vaz Rabbanon Vaz Ruba, it goes to Rabbi, Tanglin Tan Brai. So, Katan Vektana, if there's a Katan who was married, and a Ktana, not married actually, the Ktana was married, and the Ktana's husband died, and the brother is a Katan, so you have a Katan and a Ktana now. Even Steraisa, let's say the Ktana, the father married off to Reuven, and Reuven dies. Reuven's younger brother Shimon was a Katan, so Katan veKtana loy cholzen veloy miyavim. You can't do chalitzen, you cannot do yivim. The Rameyer, but they get older, they become gedolim. The Rameyer, Amru loy leRameyer. So the Chacham said to Rameyer like this: Yofa Marta, you tiny good she'ein cholzen. They don't do chalitza. Why? Because ish ksiv parasha in the pasuk of chalitza it says from loy yachpoy to ish lekachas esavim toy. So it says ish, it has to be ish for chalitza, and there's a hekish. Legabi Isha is a hekesh Isha to Ish in the same pasuk. Maksinon Isha to Ish, because in the same pasuk it says, but also Yevimta Yashara al Zakenim. So you see, we're talking about the Isha in the same pasuk as a hekesh. So it has to be, with stem Legabi Chalitza, you have to be a Gadol and a Gadol law. Elamat Tamim Yavim. Why can't you do Yibim? What's wrong with Yibim? If there are the Bas Bia and a Bar Bia, why can't you do Yibim? That was Rabbanon's Taina to Rameya. Amalahem, so Rameya to Rabbanon. I'll tell you why. Katon Shemim Tsasaritz. A Kata might land up being a Saras, and a Katana Shamim Timsa Alanis. A Katana might be Alanis. These are people who can't have children. The Nimtsu Paikim Bareva, and turns out there was an Issa Yibim here, because you need Lahokim Achiv Shem Bi Yisrael. You need that to be able to have children, and it'll come out, it'll be Paikim Bareva. The difference is, no, we can't do you because we're worried. Maybe it'll be a Saras or Alanis. Verabon and Sarvi, no, Zilbas Ruba. The Katanim, Verev Katanim Lav Sarisinu. Most Katanim are not Saras. Zilbas Rev Katanis, Verev Katanis Lav Alanisinu. Rev Katanis are not Alanis. So the Rabbanon are going and saying clearly in this Braisa that you go Basar, Roiv, Ketanim, or Narasaris. Roiv, Ketanim, Ketanois are not islanders. So you see, you go Basar, Ruba, the lesser come on. So the Rabbanon hold, even Ruba, the lesser come on, you go Basar, Roiv. So it must be our Mishnah that says you don't go Basar, Roiv, Ishois. Roiv, Ishois, Mis Abris, Vyodois, El Machvarto, Mastisim, Ramei. It must be, we have to say, like we said before, that our Mishnah's Ramei holds Chayish, the Muta. So that's Pshat and Reish of the Mishnah that says that you don't assume that the Tzara had a baby. I Roiv, Teretz says, Miyat don't have babies. Great thing about Kasha, Maya Kimto, what do we say our Mishnah? We established our Mishnah going according to our Meir. The race is going to go to Arbeya. Amen. Seifa. It says in the Seifa. She has a mother-in-law. But her husband has no brothers right now. She's not choshes. Maybe her husband had a brother now. Go back to Reuven Noshim. And Reuven had babies. So this chamois had a baby. So Mara says, so why don't you say that? You know why? Because me at Mapilais, there's some miscarriages. And also, half a schar, half a kevis. Smoich miuta de Mapilais. You take the miyut of Mapilais and you put it together with Lemechus and Akevais, and it turns out Halu is Chara Miyuta. And it's Chara Mas Miyuta. So that's Pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Why not Choshes? Because it's a miyut. But the problem is, we're going to go to our mayor, Belechosh. Let's be Choshes. In the Sefer, let's be Choshes that maybe she had a baby because we're Choshes of a miyut for our mayor. So you're right that the Bas Roy, we're not worried about it because maybe it's in a cave, maybe it's in Eiffel, maybe it's a miscarriage, but the maybe it's a Zachar, it's Chayesh V'miyat. If you go and quote Rameya, in the Seifa, it's Chayesh V'miyat. So it's a Kasha. If the race is Rameya, why is the Seifa saying in a Chashashas? So more answers. Duma, Kivan de Ichseka Lushuk Loi Chayesh. This is a Chazaka in the Seifa. The Seifa, the Chazaka says that you do not need Yibum. Now we're saying we want the Miyat over here to tell us that, oh, maybe she had a baby and there's a Chi of Yibum. We have a Chazaka together with the Rav against the Miyat. A Chazaka together with the Rav against the Miyat, even Rameh will hold, you don't go Basa the Miyuta. That's what the Pshat, that's what the Gemara answers. So now the Gemara comes ahead and has an interesting question. Break the Gemara Kasha, oh, Chazakas. You go with Chazakas. So Reisha, the Ichzik Leivim Tiyavim. If you go bas the Chazakas, so why in the Reisha don't you go bas the Chazaka as well? The Reisha, the status quo was that there was no children here, so it was a Chiv Yibum. So go bas the Chazaka that there's Yibum. There's a Roiv connected. You know, take the Miyat together with the Chazaka. Just like our mayor takes the Chazaka together with the Roiv and the Sefer, here take the Miyat that don't have children together with the Chazaka that is Yibum. And do Yibum, which is an interesting question if you think about it, because it's not a dimyan. The Sefer was the Chazaka was supporting the Rav. The Rav was that it's a Nefel or an Akeva. The Chazaka is supporting the Rav. Here, the Chazaka supporting the Miyat that says you don't have children. So the Gemara is going to answer this question, but the Gemara right now is understanding. Like the bottom Taisa speaks out, the bottom Taisa says, that's what Gemara thinks right now. Once they go as Chazaka, so go as a Chazaka. That's Gemara's kasha. So the first Teretz thinks that it's a good question. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Reisha the Issacharis. You're right, both have Chazakas. Reisha the Issacharis, if you do Yibum, it's the Issacharis of Eishasach, Chashashu. You're a Chashash when you have a Chazaka meet to get a right, you could wait for the right. Seifa the Issalav, Loi Chashu, by Seifa the Issalav, there you go as a Chazaka. And say she's mutal shuk because at worst it's a lav. That was Rav Nachman Shem Rav Avua's teretz. So Amar Rava, Rava says unlike your teretz. And actually we had this line before. Amar Rava Mechti, ha deraisa, ha deraisa. They're both is a deraisa. One's is a karis, one's a lav. If they're both deraisa, mali is a karis, mali is a lav. What's the difference? You're not choish yourself like iser. Like Rashi speaks out that it's not our chokka der rabbanon. When handling a suffix, you might do an iser. When it's our chokka, then chazal a mechalek between an iser karis is a lav. When you're making our chokka, that's a very chomadig iser. How far you stay away from it, that could be enough for me. But when the iser itself, you're worried the iser itself, there's no iser by the rices, no chilek if it's a lav or not. That's the Gemara's taina. So back shver, why in the reisha, the chazaka supporting yibum, you don't allow yibum. In the sefer, where chazaka saying mutl shuk, you go bas the chazaka. So what's the teretz? Elam Arava, simple tarot. Elam Arava, Reisha Chazaka Leibum. The Chazaka says to do Yibum, but Veruba Lashok. Ruba says that the Tzara had a baby. So it's Ruba Lashok. The Chazaka Leodav Kiruba. Chazaka is not stronger than Rav. Rav is better than Chazaka. And so what's Pshasa? Maybe it should be Mut Lashok then, because it goes to Rav. Tarot says, we're going to our mayor. The Aisim Yuta de Mapilois, Smoich Le Chazaka. Vahavle palga palga. You take the muta of Mapilos, going to our mayor, and you put it together with the Chazaka. So Chazaka and a miyut, Kenegan Arayv, is a suffix. Palga palga, loy tenos le ziyavim. Therefore, you don't get married, you don't even, you're in a suffix, in a state of suffix now. Seifa, we're in a chashash, we allow you to marry Lashuk. There, there's a miyat that have babies, that the mother will have a baby, aren't you worried? Seifa, chazaka l'shuk viruba l'shuk. Both the chazaka and the roiv are telling you you're allowed to get married, that the chamois did not have a baby. Both the chazaka says right now you didn't have a brother-in-law, and the roiv saying she will not have a brother-in-law because she had either in a cave or my pilos, will not have anything at all. So Zchar is going to mute the muta because it's connected to Chazaka and connected to Roiv. And a miyut is not Chayah Shemeya. So bottom line is that we're saying our Mishnah going to Rameya. The Reisha, the Rameya to's Oif, that even though the Roiv says that she mutl shok, the miyut says no, maybe she didn't have a baby. And also there's a Chazaka on that side, so Chazaka miyut connected to Roiv makes it Safik. The Sefer, where you have the chazaka that says that you're mutl shuk, and there the roiv also says mutl shuk, so there it's a miut and muta, and therefore you're passing that in a chashashas. So one thing we have to explain is the Sefer the Mishnah. The Sefer the Mishnah said if she went out pregnant, I don't know if I read that last. So yotzam maleya, I read it. Yotzam maleya, I didn't read it. Yeah, the end of the Mishnah says yotzam maleya chashashas. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer. So when I'm pregnant, cheshashas. So Shaila is, what might say, you have a chazaka, and you also have like I'm sure telling you, a roiv over here. Why? Because you have maybe it would be a miscarriage, maybe in a keva. So here, the chazaka is, she's mutlashuk. And there, so what's pshat? Yotzim alei cheshashas. What's pshat? So Tosfos on top of Kufi Tesla and Aleph speaks about this. And he says, Alpha of the chazaka, the masayel aruba, the kevas, my pilois, cheshashas. Top Tosfos of Kufi Tesla and Aleph. So the chari, you have a chazaka, and you have a roiv. Still chashashas. Why? The Israel chazaka shiotzim aleya. It's Israel chazaka. The chazaka got weakened, and the chazaka got weakened because she was pregnant. That says the chazaka got weakened. So then you'll go after the miyut because you're going according to Rameyer, and therefore with chashashas. Because Rameyer says you chashashas for miyut. Right, yeah, but the chazaka is not a good chazaka here. Once she's pregnant, the chazaka is not a good chazaka. Means that the status quo is the shemut l'shuk. It's not so poshut. She's pregnant. So the whole chazaka is already weakened. The chazaka is not no status quo anymore. Something happened here that made it not so good. So the chazaka is out. So now you have a roiv, can I get miyut? We go, Ramei holds you chayish miyut. And Rabbi Yeshua says, any chashash is going to the Rabbanon. That's how the Farshim explained. That the Amish is going to Ramei, therefore chashashas. But Rabbi Shua, I mean, Echashash is going to go to Rabbanon. That's Pshat and the Mishnah, the Machlaikah. So our Mishnah is going to go to Rameyah, until Rabbi Shua goes to go to Rabbanon. And the difference in the Seifa between the Chamois, who's not pregnant or is pregnant, is if you're not pregnant, then you have a Chazaka to go with the Roy. But if you are pregnant, you lose the Chazaka, and it's a Roy going to be it, you go Basamir. That's how he speaks out here. And Taisa Maskal Seifa speaks it out as well.